decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen. Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Senate Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Senate Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Senate Funeral Home.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Oh yeah, that is some of the best bumper music in the industry right there. Scotty Fry back on the board in Albia, making the good sounds come around. And we are live here at Wells Fargo Arena. Got Travis Zapkel and Kevin Cochran joining me, Joe Sinclair up here in the booth. Got main man Jason Summers down in the tunnel doing the mat side mic work. And we've had a great second 2A consolation semifinal round here. The Albia Blue Demons went 1-1 in that one. Blake lost, a tough loss, but he had a tough opponent there in Jennings from Osage.
He really did. I think, you know, Jennings had the same idea of Lawless of trying to be in that state final, and they both come just a hair short, and Jennings got the better half of Lawless today anyway. But we got to make sure Lawless can find a way to get fifth place, maybe get some bonus points for the Albia Blue Demons as that team score is getting closer. If we want to keep the Albia Blue Demons in third place, where we sit right now in the Class 2A, with just a couple matches remaining, as Albia still in third with 66, but Glenwood is in fourth with 65. Mediapolis in fifth with 61.5. And second place is Clarion Goldfield, 73.5, and leading it is still Creston with 81.5.
And the significance of that third place finish for the Blue Demons is there's a trophy in Albia if Albia gets third.
Hardware.
Hardware comes home to Albia. If Albia can hold off Glenwood, Mediapolis, and New Hampton, and Cresco, Crestwood, I would say those are the three that are within shouting distance. I don't see ADM, South Tama, Webster City, or Davenport Assumption able to get it done unless something crazy like Carter Isley getting beat in the final happens.
And I still don't see that. I don't see Carter Isley getting beat in the finals, for one. Two, I think there's a big enough gap between you and Davenport Assumption that you can assure your bet's pretty safe.
I can go to Davenport, play a round of golf at Crow Valley on Pete Bush and drink his beer.
Yep.
That'll be a fun one. Hey, want to shout out to all of our great listeners that are tuning in here. Those listeners have got to be thanking our sponsors, and we got a bunch of good ones, especially the folks at First Iowa State Bank. That's my bank. I got Joe Krall there at First Iowa State Bank. He picks up the phone and tells me, hey, Joe, you're going to be getting a green slip in the mail. And those green slips, they happen, folks. Everybody knows that they happen. But First Iowa State Bank, great hometown bank there.
Hey, and we're going to be getting ready for the medal round here. So if you're listening in, text in. We'll give a shout-out to your favorite wrestler. Text us in at the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437.
Got one of those texts that just came in. Good luck, Aiden, Bryce, Blake, and Carter. Proud of all of them. Go get them. Jim, Lori, Justin, and Jacob Keller.
Well, yeah, Albia brought four. They're going to get points out all four of them. Everybody's going to stand on the medals.
Yep, and as is the Moravia Mohawks. They're still vying in there tough for the Class 1A.
Yeah, and we're going to have to wait till tonight to find out how good a year that your cousin, Breyer, is going to have. But he is going to be competing in the finals for the Moravia Mohawks at 120 pounds.
Moravia still in 13th place overall with 33 points. Could see their way maybe climbing up a little bit if we could get a win out of Nick Martin for 5th and 6th and a win out of Quentin Castile for 7th and 8th and then have the Mohawks cap off their night with the first state championship ever brought back to Moravia with a pretty good name behind there of Cochran.
Well, that's a name. And we went through your family tree yesterday, Coach Kevin Cochran.
Well, we went through about 20th of it. I mean, it's pretty long.
Pretty long.
So hopefully Kelly Romanco's out there listening to us today, one of my favorite cousins.
Well, we are just wrapping up this final couple of matches here at 285 pounds. We ran down the 2A action for you. At 1A, it's kind of a runaway right now with Alburnett and Lisbon. They've more than doubled the third place school, each one of those. Lisbon, 7.5 points behind. They got a good program, and they have two or three in the finals, Lisbon.
I think three. But one of them's going to go down to defeat to Breyer Cochran.
That's right. That's right. So
and then they do have Carter Happel, who, if he wins tonight in the finals, he will be crowned a four-time state champion. And you'll see this entire place stand up and give him a standing ovation as soon as he wins. I believe he only has one loss in his career, and it came his freshman year.
The wrestling fans will know what's going on when these wrestlers are out there on the mat. We're just moments away from the medal matches. We're going to have Adam Proctor be the first feature match that we bring here in Class 1A.
And Nick Martin will be coming right up as well.
A couple of great Southern Iowa wrestlers
so what
there.
They're just waiting for this final match in to finish, and it looks like it just wrapped up. 6-5 win. I'm not even sure who's out there right now.
Looks like maybe a Grinnell wrestler. No.
Looks like Glenwood and Sioux City, or Sioux Center.
Yep. Glenwood and Sioux Center. Glenwood won that one, and I think Glenwood won that one. They might have, with that win.
That's going to jump them.
They jumped them up.
But Sanders of Glenwood wins at 6-5.
Right at the last two ticks of the clock, Sanders got an escape there and got the win there for Glenwood.
And that bumps them up. Now Glenwood is in third place with 70 points. Albia in fourth place with 66 points. So 4 points behind. We need a big round out of Aiden Reeves and Blake Lawless and try to get some bonus points here in Class 2A to jump Albia back into that third-place position.
Getting ready to take the mat now, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Adam Proctor coming out here. Looks like they've called him to mat
number,
four. Right down here in front of us.
Coach Little and Coach Dyke getting ready to take their seats.
And that's going to be the Josh Tibbetts. Heard his name announced. He beat Aiden Reeves earlier this season in the I-35 tournament.
At 113 pounds.
At 113, correct.
Yep, at 113 pounds. So we're going to have Adam Proctor taking on Nathan Phillips of Interstate 35. Proctor, a senior on the year, 37-12. Phillips, a junior, 38-13. And they are wrestling for 7th and 8th place.
Proctor going to try to help the EBF Rockets climb up that leaderboard.
And everybody wrestling right now is going to be standing on that podium come tonight after the conclusion of their weight class. And I can tell you right now, anybody that's standing on that stand and gets to stand up there and look at this crowd and clap for them at the end, I don't care if you're on the 8th place, 7th place, it's truly an experience to have. Now, you might not be very happy up there with your thing, but later in life, you really appreciate what you accomplish here at the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament.
And underway here at 113 pounds, Adam Proctor gets inside position, hits a slick little Kelly, and gets around, gets control, and a two-point takedown for Adam Proctor to start scoring in his 7th, 8th place match here at Wells Fargo Arena. Great match being brought to you by the fine folks at Cargill of Eddyville. They go off the mat with 20 seconds gone here in the first period. Proctor's just going to cut him and make the score 2-1. 2-1 as we restart. Proctor hit a nice Kelly there to get that takedown. He's in on a single leg now. A snap down there. And he comes up out of that. Phillips working with a front headlock on Adam Proctor right now. Phillips from I-35 Truro. They've got a good program there. There's a snap down again by Phillips, and he goes off the mat with Adam Proctor, so we'll restart it here in the neutral position. 2-1 the score. Proctor on top for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Proctor now working in a collar tie. 40 seconds left here in the first period. Ankle pick attempt there by Proctor, and a snap down by Phillips, and Phillips snaps down the head of Adam Proctor. Spins around, gets behind, gets back on the hips, and gets the two-point takedown and takes the lead 3-2 at 113 pounds. Proctor quickly with a stand-up. Outside cradle being tried there by Phillips, and Phillips puts the leg in with 19 seconds to go.
I thought for sure these two may have wrestled earlier in the year, and I just looked at Proctor's results, and he did wrestle an I-35 wrestler, but it was not Nathan Phillips. It was another gentleman, so these two have not seen each other this year, and then Phillips has got a cross-body ride in.
Trying to work that guillotine, but he runs out of time, so it's 3-2 going to the second period. Coach Brett Little coaching up Adam Proctor, telling him what to do.
Now, you want to explain the guillotine to him, because maybe a lot of people think that's where you put your arms and your head through, and that, you know, it's going to come down. And
a guillotine is where you get the cross-body ride in, and you can put it in on either the right side or the left side, but the opposite arm that you got the leg in, you grab and you put it behind your own neck and stretch him out, and your shoulders will be on the mat, but you're in control, and you stretch your guy out and try to hook the other arm and get
and
that.
Scoop their head. You kind of put a revert, basically a half on, but you scoop their head with their other arm behind your head, and it's a tough move. Hard to get out of.
Yep, stretches them out.
Phillips gets the escape here. It's 4-2 is your score now.
That's one of my favorites, guillotine.
You were a leg rider?
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I like the guillotine.
I always figured leg riders were lazy. They just didn't want to work as hard.
You figured wrong.
Right now, it's a 4-2 contest for Adam Proctor. He trails in the second period. 80 ticks left on that clock in the second period. A shot in there by Proctor. He's in deep on a single. A wizard being applied by Phillips, but Proctor's deep on the single. He's in there deep. He needs to try to elevate that thing up and lift, but a real muscular job there on a real good power whizzer. And Phillips gets out of it, and we're back to a neutral position on their feet.
Now Phillips in on a double leg shot here on the edge of the mat.
Proctor's right there at the edge of the mat, and we got a potentially dangerous. Don't know what was potentially dangerous about
the,
that.
The inside leg of Proctor was folded up underneath of Phillips, and referee stopped that. I like that. I like to see that stop.
We're back in action. We're about a half a mile away from the mats, folks. Binoculars are a useful tool here at Wells Fargo Arena from the radio broadcast area. Ooh, a nice spin there by Phillips. Phillips spins and goes to an ankle pick out of a collar tie spin. He was in a collar tie and just spun around and dropped down 360 degrees and got in on an ankle pick and takes down Adam Proctor. And
now Proctor finds himself here in a splaydle.
Splaydle right now. He's going to be able to get out of that before any points are awarded, though.
Proctor trying to fight himself back up to his base here, getting tilted. 10 seconds left to go here in the second period, and Proctor's on his back. His opponent, Phillips, gets a two count.
Two-point near fall, 8-2 the score now.
Near fall.
Adam Proctor going to have to work real hard to avoid a loss here for EBF. He will stand on the medal stand, though. He's going to take neutral to start the third period. Coach Little coaching him up down there. Gaggle of reporters down on the floor right now in the photographer's pool. Seems like the later we get into these matches, and there's a nice Kelly again by Proctor, and Proctor's going to be able to get some back points out of it.
I don't know if he got it. Yeah, he did.
He got two. That's a 4-point move for Adam Proctor.
6-8 now.
That's Proctor. A slick Kelly, and he's going to cut him, and now he only trails by three. So another 4-point move like that, and we're going to have a new leader in the clubhouse.
Phillips here on the double leg shot on the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off the edge back to the center neutral position, and Proctor's sure getting some coaching advice there from his corner.
They were right there in front of the Eddyville Blakesburg coaching chairs as they went off the mat.
We're going to have Nick Martin coming up in two matches here, so probably right after the conclusion of Proctor's match, we'll be bringing you Nick Martin of Moravia, 126 pounds. Wrestling for 5th and 6th place.
Great showing for Moravia here. All their wrestlers came and placed. Got a stalemate here with 57 seconds to go. Adam Proctor looked like he was trying to set that Kelly up again there. Got an underhook on one side. He's backing up his opponent. He trails by 3 points, 6-9, in the third period with 50 seconds to go. Phillips from I-35 Truro trying to work a inside throw right now. Boy, I like Adam Proctor's inside position there. If he could hit that throw right here with 39 seconds to go, but now he drops down. Going to try to hit that Kelly, but a double underhook by Phillips stops it. So we've got the double underhook by Phillips. Phillips now works it to a front headlock. Proctor keeps the pressure on, but Phillips works a corkscrew right in on the right-hand side, and Proctor is going to need to get off the mat in this position here and try to get a reset with only 20 seconds to go, and that's what happens. 15 ticks left on the clock. Adam Proctor needing a big move here. A feet-to-back move for Adam Proctor, or he will wind up with the eighth-place points. He's bringing the pressure. Still haven't had a stall call. And there's a headlock try by Proctor. And a good job there by Phillips getting back on the hips. He gets the takedown. 11-6 will be your final score. Adam Proctor, no shame there. He will be standing eighth place for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont here at 113 pounds, class 1A. I think we're going to have Nick Martin almost immediately. He might even be taking the next mat, this same mat. We're still waiting on the mat assignment for Nicholas Martin for the Moravia Mohawks. And
still don't see it.
Adam Proctor just walked off the mat. In case you are just joining us, he will be the eighth place finisher for the EBF Rockets. I want to thank all those great sponsors that helped bring that to you, including the Albia Brewing Company, Tharp Funeral Home and People's State Bank. We're
still waiting here to see where Nicholas Martin, and there he is. He's over on mat number 7. Just all underway right here, Nicholas Martin.
There he is, 126-pounder for the Moravia Mohawks. It's Nick Martin.
Taking on Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg.
Lundgren in on a single leg, and he's going to get that single leg to work. Martin rolls right through it, though. A quick 2 points for Lundgren, and he gets the two-point takedown. Lundgren from Emmitsburg, he's a junior, 22-4 on his season. Martin out there with 49 wins. He gets the escape. 2-1 the score.
Working on the edge of the mat here. Going to get a stalemate. Back to the center. Neutral position. Minute 20 to go in the first period.
Hey, thanks very much to Double D Repair. Dustin Dowdy there, Moravia, helping bring this Mohawk match to you.
Also want to thank Community First Credit Union and Harold Trailer Sales.
Ankle pick by Lundgren for Emmitsburg, and he's going to pick, elevate, and dump Nicholas Martin for a two-point takedown. Martin gets to his feet. Now broken back down by Lundgren. Lundgren with a deep waist ride in on the right side, bars the arm on the left, moves up, gets off the hips. Now back on the hips. He's got Nick Martin broken down with 49 seconds left in the first period. A 4-1 lead for Lundgren from Emmitsburg over Martin from Moravia. Martin works to his base now. Lundgren gets off the hips now. Moves out with a chicken wing on the left side. Now goes back to right and parallel on the hips. Martin gets to his base. He's got his knees under him. Tries to work a sit-out switch. He's right at the edge of the mat and a re-switch by Lundgren, but Martin is going to come out of this thing, and he might get a reversal. There it is, a two-point reversal. A switch, a re-switch, and a good job there by Nicholas Martin. Getting low, comes through, and with 9 seconds to go, he's covering Lundgren.
Oh, and he's going to throw Lundgren to his back here. But
Lundgren did a good job being a cat and landing on his stomach, and we're going to go to the second period, 3-4. A great reversal for Nicholas Martin in the final 10 seconds of the first period. Narrows the gap to 1.
What a good second period there from Nick Martin there, Moravia.
That was the first period.
We're going in the second period. Okay.
Nick Martin is going to take down to start the second period, trailing 3-4. So he could bust out here and tie this thing up with his escape. He's got a nice stand-up. He works that stand-up. Lundgren has arm control. Martin has got to his feet. Now Lundgren drops down, grabs an ankle. He's got that ankle pick like it's a takedown, and he trips Nicholas Martin back to the mat. Martin trying to free his leg here as he is being ridden by Tanner Lundgren from Emmitsburg.
We are proud of you, Nick, Breyer, and Q. Proud to be Mohawks, the Helmick family listening in.
Got a lot of great listeners on 96.7 here as we bring you the medal matches. This is for fifth place here for Nicholas Martin. He's trying to climb that medal stand. He's up against a tough Emmitsburg opponent, Tanner Lundgren, trailing 4-3 with a minute 15 to go in the second period. Martin started this second period in the down position. He's been down before. He was able to achieve an escape and a reversal in the first period, but doesn't seem to have an answer for Lundgren's tough ride here. And it's going to be a stall warning against Nicholas Martin. And I kind of disagree with that because Lundgren hasn't gotten off the hips. He hasn't teed out at all. He's just staying back there on the hips, riding him parallel instead of teeing out and trying to do something. But now Lundgren is working a chicken wing in on the right side, or excuse me, the left side. It's the chicken wing for Lundgren. And he's got Martin's feet tied up. He's riding back there on the feet, and he's going to try to tilt him with that chicken wing. And it's going to be a roll through by Martin, and they go off the mat. 29 seconds to go. It's been a tough ride here by Tanner Lundgren at 126 pounds against Moravia Mohawk, Nick Martin. S&S Construction and TNT Spray Foam are your 2016 wrestling sponsors. We've got Nick Martin on the mat at 126 pounds, trying to hit a switch. He's got that switch hit. Lundgren steps over, though. Lundgren steps over on a switch by Martin, and Martin's going to have to give that switch up, but he can't free his arm. So Lundgren trying to work a tilt now, and he's going to be able to get that tilt for one count, but not two. And with 7 seconds to go, that tilt is still working. The tilt is in play. Lundgren gets the one count. back above parallel, and we will not have back points. No score in the second period here at 126 pounds, fifth place match. 3-4 the score. A scoreless second period. We'll go to the third, and Martin will cover. Let's see if he can turn over his Emmitsburg opponent, Tanner Lundgren.
On the whistle here, Lundgren tries to hit a stand-up. Martin gets up on the corkscrew ride. Trying to apply the shoulder pressure here on Lundgren. Lundgren's up to his base.
Well, Nick Martin's going to have to either cut him here and try to take him down. Lundgren being a very defensive wrestler, and Nick Martin's already been warned once for stalling, so he doesn't want to give up a point for that. I'd say Lundgren needs to be called for stalling right here. He's just clamming up. I didn't like the stall call on Nick Martin in the second period, and I sure don't see anything going on by Lundgren right now. Nick Martin, though, he's working off the hips, trying to break down Lundgren. And with a minute to go, I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Danny Whitlow just say, cut him, and try to, with a minute to go, take him down.
Well, Lundgren here is just kind of sitting back on his hips, Joe, and not doing any action here to try to get up. And Martin here is trying to work a
He's trying to work
bar,
a crossbody right in now, and I suppose he thinks he can turn him with the power half and the crossbody in there. But Lundgren really doing nothing. I'd like to see, with 30 seconds to go, a stall call, and the official calls a stalemate. And I think Denny Whitlow's going to tell him to cut him. Yeah, yep. He does. So it'll be 5-3 when the escape happens. There's a one-point escape.
Yeah, he doesn't have the escape yet.
They didn't give him the escape, even though they were okay. Well, there's still no escape then. I don't think that Martin knows that. I think he thinks he just got a takedown.
Then here's where you just cut it. You got to let him just loose here.
20 seconds left to go.
Just say, hey, give him the one. And
start in neutral. He's going to do the diamond ride, though. There it is. Wrestlers are on their feet with 17 seconds to go. A 5-3 deficit for Nick Martin. He's working hard. He's in there on a single leg at the edge of the mat. Ankle toss there, and we're going off the mat with 7 to go. Just a little too late. Should have done that with a minute left instead of 20 seconds.
I agree. He should have been just a little more mat awareness, knew that the official didn't give him the one.
Oh, there's a toss right at the buzzer. Hip toss by Nick Martin. He would have had that takedown if he'd had 5 more seconds. But a good showing for Nicholas Martin. 6th place points for the Moravia Mohawks. Congratulations. That was a good one. Got a 145-pound medal match going down there for 7th place, and that's Pleasantville's Gabe McGriff. Or Griffin McBride. McBride, McGriff. We've called so many great Southern Iowa wrestling matches for you here, folks.
McBride's out in front here. Over his opponent, Braden Tank of West Monona, Ottawa. Mat number 8. Yeah, McBride out in front, 7-1. Wrestlers in the neutral position. Minute 25 to go here in the second period. Griffin gets a nice double leg dump, gets the takedown. He's now out in front, 9-1. Trying to work a power half. He's got his opponent, Tank, broken down flat. Really applying some heavy pressure there on the shoulders. McBride still working that half Nelson. Now he's got a deep waist ride in. 50 seconds left to go here in the second period. Got the text coming in here on the text line. We're so proud of our Moravia boys. Miss McDaniel, Kalen, and Luke are rooting for you all.
McBride wrestling for 7th and 8th place here for Pleasantville. McBride only a junior, wrestling a senior. Tank, 42-10 from West Monona, Ottawa.
And Tank just isn't doing anything, Kevin. He's going to get called for stalling there on the bottom. And McBride now trying to work a butcher. He's got it locked up, but his opponent, Tank, wipes it off.
Yeah, Butcher's a good move. You got to be really paying attention to what's going on bottom and shift your weight the other way, and then it makes it difficult to run that butcher.
Yeah, when that guy on the bottom posts that leg, good time then to reverse that into a half and go the other way.
Go the other way with it. Yeah, yep. That's right. That's the great thing about this sport of wrestling. Anytime you put something on and a guy counters it, there's always an alternative solution that you can pretty much counter with and try to come back and score in another type of technique.
Tank's going to hit a Granby roll here to start the third period. 9-2 is the score now. McBride still out in front. McBride, Pleasantville, taking on Tank of West Monona, Ottawa. Now McBride's in on a bear hug there right on the edge of the mat. Going to get the takedown and... going to call it off the edge of the mat. Back to the center, neutral position. Minute 30 to go here in the third period. McBride out in front, 9-3. 9-2 over Tank.
What a great wrestling name, Tank.
That is, isn't it?
I think there used to be a Tank from Winterset, too, yeah.
I haven't had a Winterset call up here at State. I don't know if they didn't bring any wrestlers or...
They did.
Just didn't see them. I'll look it up here and see who they brought.
I think Bryce Leshen wrestled one of them. Justin Smith,
I think. That was the only one they brought. They're coached by Matt Kiger. They brought 145-pounder Justin Smith, a junior. They were a South Central Conference powerhouse when we wrestled back in the 80s. Winterset was in the conference along with Osceola, Knoxville.
Yeah, well, that was back when.
Centerville.
It doesn't matter who you wrestled in Southern Iowa. Eventually, you're going to run into a Christensen. And the Christensen's from, there was a bunch of them in Winterset, Bedford, Lennox, Central Decatur. I mean, they were like rabbits.
Yeah, they had dual reproductive systems, and they just kept churning them out.
Well, these matches are brought to you by all of our great sponsors, Joe Sinclair, and I want to thank all of them, Homestead Assisted Living of Albia, and Monroe County Hospital, Senate Funeral Home, S&S Construction, TNT Spray Foam.
Also, Lathrop Construction, Dewey Motor Company, Albia Brewing Company, People's State Bank. We're going to have T.J. Durking coming out here for Southeast Warren.
As well as Sawyer Phillips from Pleasantville. He'll be on mat number two, wrestling
Eight
Carson Seahaus.
8 seconds left to go here in the final third period for McBride. And McBride's going to get 3 near fall points, and he's going to get a major decision there, a 14-2 victory over Tank of West Monona, Ottawa.
All right. T.J. Durking, 37-14 on his sophomore season. He's going up against Dustin Engel. And that's AHSTW. What's that school? AHSTW.
I don't know.
Hey, a nice hip toss here by that AHSTW wrestler, Engel. And he's going to get a 4-point move out of it to start the scoring against T.J. Durking here. Live wrestling action on 96.7. This 160-pound match being brought to you by Kathy Cavness at Sundance Realty in Knoxville. T.J. Durking from Southeast Warren, Melcher, Dallas, gets an escape here. It's 4-1 now. Engel, a real muscular 160-pound grappler. He's out there. We'll just say that he's from Avoca. Hey, there's a nice Kelly there by Durking, but he gets a little bit out of position, stretched out, and Engel is able to hip over and stop that Kelly move. Durking's still in on his single leg, though. He's going to try to get control here. There is 21 seconds left on the clock, and Engel just hanging on to the leg of T.J. Durking.
Phillips, Sawyer Phillips of Pleasantville is going to get taken down here by Carson Seahaus with 10 seconds left to go in the first period. Seahaus out in front of Phillips, 2-0.
Durking trying to get a takedown, but he gets rolled through, and a takedown is awarded to Engel at the last second, makes the score 6-1. Looked like Durking was going to be able to come out on top of that scramble, but wound up getting rolled and lost the 2-point takedown, 6-1 going to the second period.
We're going to start the second period over here. Phillips of Pleasantville is going to start in the down position. Seahaus is going to cover him. 2-0 to score. Seahaus out in front of Phillips. on the whistle. Phillips hits a stand-up. Seahawks takes him back down to the mat. Riding up high here, Seahawks. Now Phillips stands up on his feet, gets the escape. 2-1's the score here. Minute 45 to go in the second period.
Dierking will cover Engel to start the second period.
No, they started in the neutral. Dierking got the takedown there, Joe.
Oh, that's a takedown there, yeah. Yep. So it's 6-3 for T.J. Dierking.
Dierking's got a cradle locked up there, working on getting it locked up.
Stand up here by Engel from Avoca. Engel hips over. Dierking control on the legs. Southeast Warren, T.J. Dierking, wrestling at 160 pounds. Going for third place points.
Phillips still on his feet here in the second period. 2-1's the score.
Seventh place points is what Dierking's wrestling for.
Phillips is wrestling for third place points.
Dierking works in now. Going to have a restart at the center of the mat. A run out by Engel. Dierking follows him right out off the edge of the mat.
Phillips is going to get warned for stalling over here on mat number two. 50 seconds left to go in that second period. He's trailing that match 2-1. Now Phillips in on a shot. Seahawks sprawls out, gets the double underhooks in. 30 seconds left to go in that period.
There's a run out by Engel, and he is able to get the escape. We're off the mat in the neutral position with 45 seconds left in the second period. 7-3 your score now here. Four. T.J. Dierking trying to get seventh place points for Southeast Warren.
Caleb Reeves coming out here at 182 pounds. He's going to be on mat number three, coming out here wrestling for seventh place.
Dierking in on a single leg here.
Second period's going to come to a close, and Sawyer Phillips still trails 2-1. No point. Phillips got an escape in the second period there to the only point scored. 2-1 going into the third period. And now
Dierking is going to give up that takedown at the end of the second period. Makes the score 9-3. I believe we're going to have Caleb Reeves coming out here for Sigourney Kyoto. So I know we got a lot of Keokuk and Washington County fans listening in. So Sigourney Savage Cobras, here we go. 182-pounder Caleb Reeves is going to be on the mat. I think his opponent is... that is going to be... Is it Walker Even? Yeah, Walker Even from Gilbertville, Don Bosco.
And Seahawks got warned here for stalling here to end the second period. Seahawks going to start in the down position.
Right now we got T.J. Dierking in on a single leg after an escape. Third period action, 1:45 left to go. I'll bring you the conclusion of this T.J. Dierking match. We got Caleb Reeves over on mat number three. We'll have Kevin Cochran bring that live action to you as it progresses. But right now, it's an exchange of escapes and takedowns for T.J. Dierking and Engel from Avoca. And Engel is getting back points with a 12-6 lead over T.J. Dierking.
Reeves find himself in a little bit of trouble against Walker Even. Scores 4-0. Got taken down, got a two-point near fall against him, and he finds himself wrapped up in a cradle towards the edge of the mat, trying to get out of bounds.
Both of these matches are seventh-place points matches. T.J. Dierking gives up the three-point near fall. That makes the score 15-6 as they go off the mat.
Sawyer Phillips over here, he still trails 2-1. Minute to go in the third period. Phillips is riding his opponent, Carson Seahawks of Sumner, Fredericksburg.
The scramble there off the whistle, and Dierking gets the reversal, makes the score 8-15. 8-15 now. Dierking working on top, puts a crossbody right in on the left side, trailing by 7. Dierking covers Engel. Engel with a 7-point lead, and 45 seconds to go in control of this match for Avoca. There's a stall call against Engel. He has several to give with that big 7-point lead.
Phillips still trailing 2-1, 45 seconds left to go. He's riding Seahawks. He has a leg right in, trying to work a power half. 40 seconds left to go in that match.
Into the first period, Reeves is behind 4-0, getting ready to start the second period. His opponent Even chooses down, so Reeves is going to cover, trying to make up this 4-0 deficit as he wrestles for 7th and 8th place for Sigourney Kyoto.
Phillips cuts Seahawks. 3-1 is the score now. Seahawks out in front of Phillips. 15 seconds left to go in the third period.
Final 10 seconds at 160 pounds. T.J. Dierking cuts his opponent. Engel from Avoca tries to work some type of a throw, but Engel drops down, gets control, and that will run out the clock. Final score, 8-16.
And the match is going to come to an end over here. So Sawyer Phillips is going to lose to Carson Seahawks, and Phillips will be fourth place points there for Pleasantville.
All right. Well, now we're going to bring you a seventh-place match. It is Sigourney Kyota's Caleb Reeves. He's on the mat against Walker Even. Even, a junior, 37-13. The sophomore, Reeves, 44-11.
Well, Even got the escape there in the second period to extend his lead 5-0 over Reeves of Sigourney Kyota. Reeves got to find a way to get a takedown here against Even.
The wrestlers are on their feet here with a minute 17 to go in the second period at 182 pounds. Seventh place points up for grabs here on mat number three at Wells Fargo Arena. And a nice little snap down by Reeves. He's got Even's head on the mat, but they're right at the edge of the mat, and they go off right in front of the scorer's table. We'll reset it for you at the center.
Minute to go.
There's a double leg in there by Even, and he's in there deep. Trips. Reeves tries to roll through it. He does get rolled through it. Doesn't give up the takedown yet, but Even still in deep on that single leg. Now Reeves gets in a little bit better position, tries to sprawl out of it. Even is not giving up that leg, though. So a real hard crossface here might help Caleb Reeves.
Even's just holding on here looking for a stalemate.
He's just holding on to that leg. He's rolling it up, though, trying to step over. And Reeves, ill-advised, rolls through.
But Reeves still has the cradle on. If he can find a way to bring him back over.
And he does.
He does. Yeah. It's going to be a two-point takedown for Reeves and back points with the outside cradle. Reeves with a muscle move works
an
outside
cradle. He's got a chance
cradle.
To pin him here.
And with 13 seconds to go, Reeves is trying to chin him back. It's going to be a big five-point move. We're going to be tied up here. If Reeves can pin him, though, with 7 seconds to go, it's a five-point move for Reeves, and he ties it up. He goes from 5-0 to 5-5.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked earlier about Caleb Reeves being so long and lanky, and they was in that flurry of action there, and Reeves got the cradle locked up on Even and was able to roll him through and get the takedown and the three near fall points.
That was just a muscle move there for Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyota. He'll start the third period in the down position. You like his chances right now to get a stand up and run out and take the lead here, 6-5. That was a fast run out. 5 seconds and they're off the mat.
Well, that five-point move was a momentum changer. It was a momentum changer of the match. Reeves put himself right back into it. And Even finds himself up 5-0. Now a tie score at 5. Reeves up to his feet. He starts the third period down. He's trying to get the escape. Even takes him back to the mat. And Reeves has been funky here.
It's a funky roll, and he's rolling out on top. It's a two-point reverse for Reeves.
Chest to
he's
chest.
He's going
to
pin him.
A reverse
Reeves
half
is going
to
pin him. He has got it in there tight, chest to chest. If he can reverse his half, it's a pin for Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyota. Reeves has got a big five-point move here, scoring off the bottom. Goes from the bottom to the top to the back, and Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyota has got his opponent Even stretched out.
Gets
and there's
pin.
The pin.
He's got him tight.
A pin for Caleb Reeves. He waves to his fans from Sigourney Kyota up in the stands. Hey, I want to thank all the great folks listening in at Sigourney Kyota. That is a Senate Funeral Home pin brought to you here. Seventh place points for Sigourney Kyota here at the Well. All right, that was a good Class 1A, 182-pound
you know,
match.
That's been the way Caleb Reeves wrestled this whole tournament. A little reckless, a little wild, but has come back on multiple matches and made it exciting for the fans at home, made it exciting for us, and what a way to cap off his year as only a sophomore with the fall to finish in seventh place.
All right, well, we're just moments away from Quentin Castile, the Q for Moravia coming out.
And they're underway. Both wrestlers on their feet, 0-0, minute 30 to go here in the opening period. Castillo and his opponent is going to be Skyler Bonstro from Western Christian Hole.
Caleb Miners
will
be his opponent.
AGWSR, I'm reading the wrong name there. And Castillo here gets a chuck by, gets a two-point takedown.
Got right behind him on the hips at 220 pounds.
And going to get the two-point near fall. He's out in front now, 4-0.
Oh, his good, opponent. Good hard switch there by Caleb Minders. And Minders, also from Avoca, gets, or that's AGWSR. I don't know who that is.
Hey, guys, I'm down here in the tunnel. I've caught up with Caleb Reeves here for Synchrony of Kyoto. Seventh place finish, and Caleb, what a tremendous comeback. You found yourself trailing 5-0, and things weren't going your way, but you found something extra in you, and not only do you get the win, but you get the pin.
Well, it's a good experience to come up here as a sophomore and end up placing seventh. I mean, it's a lot more than what I expected. I expected just to come up here and give it my all, and I ended up doing it, and I ended up getting seventh.
Walk us through those final 30 seconds as you took him down and in a funky headlock there and put him in a pinning combination.
Well, it's something I've been working on since I was little. I just always thought it was cool flipping kids straight to their back through a leg defense, and it was there that time, and all I did was roll through, and I had enough time to settle it in, and I got the win.
Outstanding. Caleb Reeves of Synchrony with the pin, guys. Great job out of him. And I'm going to catch up with Coach J.J. Cooper in a second. I'll throw it back up to you guys upstairs.
We got a great match going down here. An escape by Quentin Castile to close out the scoring in the first period. We'll go to the second period, and Castile leads 5-2 at 220 pounds. Match being brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery and People's State Bank. This is seventh place points up for grabs here. Quentin Castile is in the down position to start the second period with a 5-2 lead. He leads by 3. His Ackley Geneva opponent is Caleb Minders, 40 wins against 4 losses on his junior campaign. Also a junior, Quentin Castile, 43 wins against 10 losses coming into this contest. There's a sit out by Castile and a chin back by Minders, and Minders chins back Castile, and Minders is going to tie this thing up with a three-point near fall on a sit-out switch try by Quentin Castile, and Minders has got it locked up tight. He's chest-to-chest. Castile trying to get his arms through and bridge through that thing, but Castile is still chest-to-chest with Minders. Minders is on top here. It's a 5-2 lead for Quentin Castile, but 3 near fall points are going to be awarded if Quentin Castile can get off of his back. There's a minute left, and Castile needs to bridge his way off the mat. Quentin Castile in trouble here, trying to get 7th place points for the Moravia Mohawks. Castile can't get his arms through, and it's a tight one for Minders with 48 seconds to go. It's tough, and there's the pin for Caleb Minders from Ackley, Geneva. He pins Quentin Castile in 3 minutes, 14 seconds in his 220-pound 7th place match.
That's kind of a heartbreaker. You're up 5-2.
Well, he hit a good hard switch, and he was a little bit too far stretched out. And give Minders the credit. He chinned him back and got chest to chest.
Yeah, but, even if you try to find a way to get off your back, which I know is sometimes tough, especially in those bigger boys, then he could go into the third period, still tied. Getting to his back and giving up the 3 wasn't going to hurt him that much. He goes in third period tied. But, man, if you've never wrestled, it's a lot harder than you think. It's tough to get off your back sometimes and fighting your way through. But, man, what a great tournament for Quentin Castile.
Hey, boys, I'm down here with Synchrony coach J.J. Cooper. Coach, congratulations. What a season for you guys. A great run. You made it here as a team, and then you cap it off with the medalist here.
Yeah, it's always nice to, come as a team. That's a special deal. And then, the individuals, when you can get someone on the podium, that just makes it a really, really terrific time. And, they put in a lot of work, and that's a reward of being up on that stand.
Well, it talks a lot about the guts of an athlete when they find themselves trailing in a match that's going to determine a place, and they find themselves trailing 5-0, and they find a way to come back and then to get the pin.
He had to dig deep, and he's not your traditional type of wrestler. He doesn't necessarily grind people out. He does high point moves, and he was able to get him caught there and put him to his back and hold him. It's one thing to get him there. It's another thing to put the squeeze on and hold him down.
J.J. Cooper, the coach of the Synchrony Kyoto Savages. Coach, congratulations. Tremendous season.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Guys, back up to you on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic.
We're just moments away here from closing out this Class 1A.
Hey, here's a
bell round.
We got the hot text hotline coming in. It says, thank you guys for all the great wrestling coverage. Synchrony Wrestling and fans really appreciate you. Go Savages, and way to go, Caleb. And I'm sure everybody back home in Sigourney, Kyoto is proud of Caleb Reeves. The way he wrestled has kept it entertaining for everybody.
Got Will Anthony here from Pleasantville taking on Cody Crawford of Waco Wayland. And Anthony's got his opponent, Crawford, on his back. And getting the count here. He's out in front 2-0 on the scoreboard, but he's got three near fall points and looking for the fall here. Will Anthony, he's chest to chest. He's got his opponent tight, squeezing it, and he gets the pin. Call that one in a minute and 37 seconds. A pin for Pleasantville's Will Anthony, and he's going to take home seventh place.
Hey, do want to thank all of our listeners back home on 96.7 that have been listening. The Moravia Mohawks have got one more guy coming up tonight. That's Briar Cochran, and Uncle Tudor is walking on air, according to his boss and mentor, Bill Topps. So gotta make
he's
sure
got,
we
he's
shout
got
out
good
to
reason
guys.
To be proud. We got another text coming in. We're so proud of our Moravia boys. Mrs. McDaniel, Kaylin, and Luke are rooting for you all.
All right. Fifth place points up for grabs down here for Indianola is Jacob Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler at 106 pounds. He's Kobe Pritchard. He's trying to work a takedown. He does. Gets behind and gains control. It's a takedown for Pritchard. Working on top now. Pritchard from Indianola at 106 pounds with a 2-0 lead. A lot of Indianola wrestlers will be out here in the next 45 minutes or so, folks, as we conclude the Class 3A medal matches. These are the ones that count for where you stand on the medal placements. Pritchard now trying to work a tilt. He's got hand control, working on the side. Gets that tilt working in. There's the three count, four count, five count. A three-point near fall for Pritchard. He takes a 5-0 lead. And
got him on his back again.
Puts another tilt in. Probably not a pinning combination, but it's definitely a scoring combination.
It's a tech fall combination is what it is, the way he keeps running it.
Oh, now he runs up, gets chest to chest, and he could pin him with this with 40 seconds to go. Pritchard's got his opponent on his back. It's tight. It's chest to chest. It's a three-point near fall for Kobe Pritchard from Indianola. And he's going for more. His opponent bridges off of his back. He's got his head and his feet on the mat and nothing else. But Pritchard comes around, reverses a half Nelson, tries to stretch him out with 22 seconds to go. Pritchard from Indianola has to give it up. It's a three-point near fall, 8-0.
Hey, so that means we're into the Class 3A final rounds here, the placing rounds. And so there's still some 1A matches going on here. But to give you a rundown real quickly, the team race, Class 1A, Albernette still leads 110.5. Lisbon in second with 103. And then it drops off dramatically. Gilbertville Don Bosco is tied with Newman Catholic in third place with 46. So they're vying for a trophy. And your Moravia Mohawks are in 16th place with 33 points. Southeast Warren is in 23rd with 26.5.
Great showing for both Moravia and Southeast Warren. At 106 pounds, Class 3A, Pritchard will start the second period with an 8-0 lead on his feet. Got a stalemate there at 106 pounds. Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler, hops up, toes the line, and then as soon as the whistle blows, he goes down onto his knee, and there's a hip toss there, and Pritchard's on his back. A big five-point move here, going to be coming up, and Pritchard's in a little bit of trouble here. Front headlock being applied now, all the way down and around. Back points been awarded. Pritchard is trying to power out of this move here.
Got Lance running over here on mat number two. He's taking on his opponent, Joseph Simbamwana.
Simbamwana.
I can't pronounce that one. That's a hard one there. But Lance Runyon, 0-0 tie here with his Cedar Rapids Jefferson opponent. How do you say that, Cochran?
Simbamwana. We'll call it
all
that.
All right, Simbamwana. Pritchard's able to get out of that pinning combination and only gave up the three near fall after the takedown. So it's a 5-8 score. So Paxton Whitaker from Lewis Central Council Bluffs was able to significantly cut into that 8-point lead that Pritchard built in the first period. Now Pritchard gets the escape. 9-5 the score. Pritchard working off the knee.
Runyon's going to get the takedown here with 25 seconds left to go. He's out in front now, 2-0 over his opponent from Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
You know, with a one-legged wrestler, he goes down to a knee immediately. I just really like the way that Pritchard wrestles and the way that his opponents have to wrestle his style. You know, they can't wrestle in a traditional fashion. They got to wrestle the way Pritchard's wrestling. They also get down on their knees, and they've got to fight low because Pritchard's demonstrated, and he demonstrated here against Whitaker, that if you don't stay low, you're going to get taken down by Kobe Pritchard.
Well, it definitely changes things. You know, you see a lot more front headlocks, trying to work on the head a little bit more versus, you know, hitting your singles and doubles. So you see the far side carries and things like that. But Pritchard does a nice job. I've been really impressed with watching him at this state tournament.
He will start the third period covering his Lewis Central opponent, Paxton Whitaker.
Start the second period here, and Runyon starts in a down position and tries to get a – he gets a
– oh, Pritchard gets out of position, gets too high. Whitaker is going to try to get loose. Pritchard probably ought to just give that thing up and have it be a two-point reversal because Whitaker is trying to go for more.
Runyon gets the reversal over here. He's now out in front 4-0. Yeah, 20 to go.
He still had that Granby roll in, though.
And Pritchard rolls out of that scramble with an inside cradle, and he's going to get back points out of it. It's a three-point near fall for Pritchard. It looked like he was going to be reversed, and he rolled out of it in an inside cradle.
Well, he had that wrist, and he was in between the legs. And, man, all you got to do is rotate your hips and sit through, and that's what he found. Now Lewis Central's flat on his back. And a minute's left, and it wouldn't surprise me if Pritchard holds him here.
Hey,
that
inside cradle is tight. I got my binoculars on
now.
If not,
pin him.
I got my binoculars on now, and Pritchard's got it in there tight, and Whitaker's going to get pinned right here. The official's right on it, and it's tight. There's the pin. An inside cradle pin for Kobe Richard.
Pritchard.
Kobe Pritchard. What a match there. And he gets the pin, and fifth place points, I believe, there. Was what they were wrestling for. Yeah, fifth place for Kobe Pritchard for Indianola.
Lance Runyon's going to give up a locking hands point here to his opponent from Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and then in a flurry of action tilts his opponent and gets a two near fall points, and it's 6-1 now with 40 seconds left to go in the second period for Lance Runyon of Indianola.
And who's that guy he's wrestling, Travis?
His name's Joseph from Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Yep. Joe.
It'll be Joe. Hey, they're at Dewey Motor Company. Mike's Lennox listening in, and he wanted to tell you, good job, Travis, this year on your play-by-play. You've really stepped up your game. That's yours truly. Mike Salentic listening in on 96.7 at Dewey Motor Company. A great sponsor here for us on 96.7 KIIC.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the shout out there, and thank you guys for all you do and all your support to the not just the Blue Demons Wrestling, but to Albia in general.
Well, right now, we're going through the Class 3A medal matches. It's Lance Runyon for the Indianola Indians wrestling out there for the 7th place points.
Runyon's going to get a Joe from Cedar Rapids Jefferson gives up a stall point here to Runyon, and Runyon's now out in front 7-1, underway here in the third period.
Correction on that, that's the 5th place match at 113 pounds. Runyon doing a good job out there. He's in control of that match, big 7-1 lead there after the escape.
A question to you, Joe. Does this Lance Runyon have any tie to our Mike Runyon from Albia?
That I do not know. Mike Runyon, a great guy. Him and Jim Nelson instituted the trap shooting program for the high school there at Albia. And that, you know, we talked earlier about the private citizens for open enrollment into Albia. You know, they got a trap shooting team with two great guys, ex-conservation officer there with Mike Runyon. The boys can't take their guns to school, so they leave them at the law center. And Mike Runyon goes and picks them up and takes them out to the trap range. And
how about that nice facility that they've built out to the Lake Miami, too, Joe? That's a nice trap range they've got it going out there.
Yep. Got to make a good shout-out to Mike and his lovely wife, Joanne. Great people there. Another reason why it's a great community that you would consider open enrolling your students into.
Now here's some of the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We got Kobe Pritchard is going to be an inspiration. He is for me, and I believe he is for a lot of people. If you've seen him watch him wrestle up at this state tournament, he is definitely an inspiration to a lot of people. Great job for Kobe Pritchard today. And then great job, broadcast team. Go Albia Big Blue. CJ and Brian Flattery.
All right, B Flat hollering in on the 96.7 Runyon's gonna, Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Runyon's going to give up a takedown here and get the escape. 3-7 is the score. 25 seconds left to go in this.
He's got a hip toss in there now, and if he can keep him on the mat, he's going to extend his lead. But with 21 seconds to go, they go off the mat, and Lance Runyon at 113 pounds, 20 seconds away from those fifth-place points for Indianola.
So be sure to text in, give us a little something to put on the radio, a little shout-out on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Tell us where you're listening in at.
In this match, Indianola Lance Runyon match is brought to you by Harold Trailer Park or Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola.
All right, got great sponsors there, including Jane Sinnott at Jane's Painting, Sinclair Tractor, and Travis Zappel. Got the special going on four-wheel drive tractors during the month of February, all through tournament season. And tournament season, you know, it'll be boys basketball coming up here. I think there's a game tonight in, is it Pleasantville? Where are the boys playing? You know, Travis?
Monday night
they're playing, so.
Runyon's going to get the win there and get points for his Indianola team. Fifth place points for Runyon. What a great freshman year he had.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
We're working our way through the middleweights here in the Class 3A place matches. Looks like we're going to have another Indianola grappler out there on mat number two. Drew Sams of Oski will be competing out here.
He's going to be taking on Joe Howard of Cameron Sadeki from Keokuk.
This is a district final rematch here between Sams and Sadeki. They're checking in at the table.
Waiting for him to get onto the mat.
Now, Sadeki's there in the purple that I guess I'm not used to seeing an orange singlet out of Drew Sams.
Well, they got that match there.
That's
wrong.
Not Drew Sams. That's
no, they've got
that's Indianola on mat two.
Yep, that's track wrestling.
Joe Howard and Indianola taking on Sam Utoff.
There you
from
go. Prairie that's
Cedar
better.
Rapids.
Yep.
And that Indianola singlet looked like a Keokuk singlet as well.
I thought that looked like Joe Howard from Indianola, but I couldn't see the big eye on the front, just seeing the purple.
No, they should be the next match. Drew Sam should be the next match, 132 pounds.
Well, we got a takedown here by Utoff from Prairie, Cedar Rapids Prairie. He takes down Joe Howard, starts scoring.
The way they do them, they'll announce the third place matches first, and then the fifth place, and then the seventh place. So we do have the fifth place 132-pound matches out there.
Oh, wow. Big cradle
Utoff's
put in here by Utoff. Utoff puts a cradle in after the takedown, stacks up Joe Howard, and call that pin in 46 seconds for Utoff. Indian Joe Howard going to have the, was that the eighth place match?
That was fifth and sixth.
So he'll be sixth. No shame there. Sixth place at state, but a tough pinner there with Utoff from Cedar Rapids Prairie. And that probably will make Drew Sams be the next competitor up.
This match will be brought to you by William Penn and Oskaloosa, another one of our great sponsors.
We are working our way through the middleweights in the Class 3A medal matches. Class 2A medal matches will follow without a break. And we're live at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC. Thunder Country. We got the live stream on KIICradio.com. If you're in your car, you can take it with you on the smartphone app. And as you go out of range, it's about a 70-mile range for Thunder Country KIIC. You can get it on the south side of Des Moines, but not the north.
We got Dylan Perkins listening in. Great job with the great coverage, fellas. Go Big Blue. Let's bring back the hardware. It's going to be a tight race here for that hardware, but hopefully the Albion Blue Demons can pull through and get some victories here in this final round.
It'd be nice if they were in third place going to the
championship.
To the championship and see if they could put a little distance between themselves and Glenwood.
And we'll bring you that coverage. We'll try to keep you updated on the Albion team score class 2A as much as we can. And we're following all the other teams that are in that tight race for third place.
Got a couple of good wrestlers competing out here in class 3A for the medals. A lot of title hopefuls that are out here battling for third place. Probably send it back to the studio while we wait for Drew Sams' match from Oskaloosa. And don't go anywhere, folks, because Joe, Jason, Kevin, and Travis will be right back with more Class 3A medal matches from Wells Fargo.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager of Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Whether you are planning on buying or leasing your next vehicle, you'll get the right information to make a clear choice and get the best satisfaction from the staff at Pete Harkness Auto Group. Doug and Crystal Woofer made a decision to buy and lease from Pete Harkness Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle is a very big investment, and I'm extremely picky customer. I believe that Steve Bunch and Pete Harkness down in Centerville put up with a lot of my high expectations, which a lot of other dealerships probably would not put up with. I think going in there is a friendly atmosphere. People are happy and excited. I got help from Mike. He actually took me out on test drives, and my overall experience buying from Pete Harkness has been outstanding.
We know how much your car means to you, and we plan to make your car buying experience one you'll want to talk about. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com. Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service. We're just a smile away.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, AIIC.
And we're back live from Wells Fargo Arena, bringing you all the action. We were looking for the Drew Sams-Oskaloosa match before we left. And Jason Summers, you caught up with Drew Sams in the tunnel. And give us the update on why we didn't see Drew wrestle.
Well, I've got Drew Sams down here. And Drew, first of all, congratulations on a great tournament. Get the medical forefoot. Your opponent couldn't wrestle. But I know you wanted to go out there and wrestle one more time on these historic mats.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to go out there, and I mean, I'm happy that I placed, but I wanted another match this year.
Well, talk about you know, this tournament and what it's meant to you. You've had, in my opinion, the most thrilling match of the entire tournament. Seven period match, longest ride in the world, and you know, that was just, to me, that's the pinnacle of this whole tournament, is those kind of matches.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta go out and you gotta work hard. That's what state's all about. You don't earn your spot on that podium unless you work hard. And I mean, sometimes it comes down to those long matches, but that's what you prepare for in practice.
Now you're going to be a part of one of sporting spectacles, and that is the Grand March.
Yep, I'm ready for that. That's going to be fun.
Well, we got a lot of your friends and family listening back in Oskaloosa. What do you have to say to them?
Thanks for supporting me.
Drew Sams of Oskaloosa, guys. He's outstanding. He's got the best smile in the business. And back up to you guys, and I see Isaiah Cox coming back out here. He's going to come out for a tumble here in a few minutes. He's getting ready. He looks ready, and boy, you know, Coach Cochran, here's a kid that has this brilliant smile in Isaiah Cox, this really humble spirit about him, and when he steps on the mat, another switch comes on.
It's business. I wouldn't want to mess with him in his happy mood, let alone when he steps on that mat.
What a great mat side report in the tunnel there for you, Jason, with Drew Sams. We were scrambling around up here in the booth. We thought we'd missed his match, and come to find out, he had a medical forfeit. Sadeghi from Keokuk wasn't able to take the mat. So Sadeghi,
you know, guys, you know, Drew was very humble about coming over and visiting with us, but he was really, you could see it, he was really disappointed again to get to go out there and wrestle. And you know, for every kid, I think, that wrestles, the dream is to wrestle on these mats.
All right, we're working our way up into the upper weights now. Got some 52-pounders out there for the Class 3A. We're going to be bringing you the Isaiah Cox match. He's going to be going for fifth place points for the Bulldogs from Oskaloosa. And I'm looking out here on the mats, see if there's any Southern Iowa grapplers out there. You see any, Travis?
No, I don't see any, Joe, right here at this time.
Well, this might be a good chance for us to kick it back to Scotty at the booth. And we'll make sure, folks, that you don't miss any of the action. We were worried that we lost some action for you on Drew Sands, but he's a seventh-place finisher with a medical default win in his medal match. So we'll be right back from Wells Fargo. Don't go anywhere, folks.
The state of Iowa is known for excellence in wrestling at the college, the university, and right here at the high school level. And speaking of excellence, Iowa is also known for excellence in education. If you're considering open enrolling your student to another district next year, put the Albee Community School District at the top of your list. Their emphasis on academics is second to none. They emphasize strong core academic skills along with 21st century skills. They have great programs like Project Lead the Way for students who are looking at majoring in engineering in college. They have college and career readiness partnership programs with Indian Hills Community College where students can earn credit, college, and high school at the same time without ever leaving campus. They have computer coding courses for students in grades K through 8, reading recovery programs for struggling readers in first grade, and strong enhanced and special education programs and many more. It's all there in the Albee School District. Don't forget, March 1st is the open enrollment deadline. You can pick up forms in your local office or at the Albee District office. But do so. It's well worth it.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Although it's tempting to keep plugging devices into power strips, it's not safe. An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Around your home, keep safety top of mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albee? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albee. At the Homestead of Albee, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbee.com for more information.
You wouldn't have a child do a man's job, so why would you put an off-brand filter on your John Deere equipment and expect it to perform like John Deere filters that are continually subjected to intense quality control monitoring and testing to protect the valuable investment you've made? Stop by Sinclair Tractor during the month of February and get 12% off all John Deere filters and 10% off all John Deere oil. Stock up and save at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. 641-932-3171.
Don't roll the dice on second-rate net wrap. Vermeer Net is a win-win for producers like you who want premium quality net wrap at a great price. Available for 4-foot and 5-foot to balers of all kinds and with 8 size options to choose from, odds are there's a roll size just right for you. A green, black, and white color scheme lets the Field Sharks know you're bringing real tough net wrap to the table. Do you want to roll in the savings? Next time, bet on Vermeer Net or come see us at Bowser Equipment in Albee and ask about Vermeer Net. It's a bet worth taking.
Well, thank you, Scotty, and we're back here live at Wells Fargo Arena, wrapping up here in 3A consolation finals. Coach Cochran, what's been standing out in your mind here today at these 3As? We're getting ready here. Isaiah Cox will be coming out here to take the mat here pretty soon. But anything stand out in your mind, or any memorable moment here in these 3A? Finals matches here this morning?
Well, you know, it's nice to see Kobe Pritchard get that pin from Indianola. I'm hoping my highlight moment is to watch Isaiah Cox here cap off his high school career with a win over Duncan Lee of Newton. They've already wrestled this year, and Isaiah beat him at the Ottumwa Invitational, and they wrestled last year here, and Isaiah beat him to prevent him from placing at state at 195. So I'm hoping he's pumped up. I'm looking at him down there in the tunnel. He's been over on his knees there, just watching, waiting for his name to be called.
Well, Coach, I can assure you, as I stand down here next to him and next to his coach, he is fully locked in, buddy. He is all business.
And so here's the ironic, or not ironic, but it's going to be kind of interesting. You know, Isaiah, I got a coach here, and then so Jeremy Frew was one of my assistants, and at the same time, my last year there, Andy Swedengelm was my assistant coach, and he's the head coach of Newton. And they're going to be facing each other, so I'm going to have two assistant coaches across the corners from each other, coaching against each other, as Isaiah Cox is going to try to finish up his high school career with a fifth-place medal.
Is he planning on continuing his wrestling career, or what's his you talk to him a lot?
You know, ultimately, his dream goal would be, he said, I'd love to go wrestle for the Brands boys at Iowa. And, you know, he started wrestling 4 years ago. So I think I would be a great program for him. Those guys could take him. He's still a little green, but he consumes a lot. He learns a lot. And I think he's still going to grow as a wrestler in any college that he goes to. But I know that, Grandview's looked at him. NIAC's looked at him. A lot of colleges are interested in having him. I would be if I was a college coach. But he's not 100% sure where it would lead, but he said if I had a dream college to go to, it would be the University of Iowa.
Sure, and that's probably a dream of a lot of high school wrestlers, you know, not only here in Iowa, but all over the country. You know, Iowa, with its reputation of producing national champions and And, you know, you look around, too, and got yesterday I got to see one of the old Iowa wrestlers that was an 18-year veteran
they got
coach
a,
at...
Here we go, boys. We're on our way.
They got a heck of a reputation of producing fans, too. They come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Travis, you know what 98% of Hawkeye fans and Iowa State alumni have in common?
What's that?
None of them went to Iowa.
Matt number two here, Isaiah Cox is checking in, going against Duncan Lee of Newton.
This is going to be a fun match.
It is going to be a fun match. This Duncan Lee's put together pretty darn well as also. So there's Andy Sweden, gentleman in the corner, Jeremy Frew in the corner, great friends of each other. Except for this next 10-minute match here, they're going to be enemies, rooting against each other. But we're pulling for Isaiah Cox, the Ottumwa Bulldog.
Absolutely,
the senior.
A match being brought to you by Benton Place Apartments and William Penn University. This is Isaiah Cox for the Ottumwa Bulldog. Straps on the green leg band, puts it onto his left leg.
So I know Duncan Lee knows what he's got ahead of him here, but he's not going to back down to Isaiah. Isaiah knows he's defeated Duncan twice here, hoping to do it a third time. And they're underway. Isaiah in on a little short sweep, doesn't get it. Nice duck.
Swept
into
that leg,
the leg
up, and he's got the single leg working now. He's going to try to elevate it and trip and comes
nice
down
job.
On top in control, 2-0. It's Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa on top early on.
I just let him go
period.
Here. Just let him go here. No. Duncan did a nice job coming to his feet. They go out of bounds. Duncan Lee starts down. Isaiah might have right in his mind here, I'm going to break him down. I'm going to put that bar arm behind his back. I'm going to come out on his head. I'm going to cow catcher him. I'm going to pin him.
Well, let's see
we'll
if
see
your prediction is true.
He's got the chicken wing in on the right side, breaks him down on the hips, works that arm pin behind him, stand up by Duncan.
And right back to the mat, and they go out of bounds. Going to come back to the center, fresh start. Duncan Lee is 47-7 on the year. Duncan started at 195 pounds. And then decided to cut down to 182 for the Ottumwa Invitational just to wrestle Isaiah. Now, not too many kids are going to do that. And then I think once he got down there, he figured, maybe, hey, I'm just going to stay here. Had a lot of success. But 47-7 on the year against Isaiah, 45-3.
Right now, an escape by Duncan Lee from Newton. He's out.
Cox leads 2-1. Duncan in on shot. Isaiah with the reshot. Nothing transpired. They go out of bounds. 56 seconds left in the first period. Class 3, 182-pound fifth place match.
Wrestlers are on their feet with 55 seconds to go. Isaiah Cox with an early takedown on a arm drag to a single.
Now he's got that Russian tie in, controlling an arm.
See if he can
go to a leg here. He does that. You know, he'll take that Russian and he'll come in with that leg and sweep it and either trip him to the mat or pull in a single leg here.
He's working at the edge of the outside circle with a trip. Has to give that up. Duncan Lee back in on a single leg shot. An arm drag by
Isaiah.
Cox.
He's got to bring him in here. He's trying to pull him in. He's deep.
He's going to get the 2 points. Duncan
nice.
Lee tried to hop off the mat as an arm drag to a single. Again, that was the same move that he used to get the first period takedown, the first takedown here in the first period. He executes it again, and they go off the mat. He gets the takedown and leads 4-1. Isaiah Cox on top here at 182 pounds. This match is for the fifth place points here at Wells Fargo Arena in Class 3A. Stand up here by Duncan Lee, and he does a run out, goes off the mat. 10 seconds left in this first period.
Both these boys put together very well. I'm looking here through the binoculars. Duncan Lee put together, and we know Isaiah's put together.
Isaiah, with 3 seconds to go, is just going to ride out Duncan Lee. 4-1 the score going to the second period. A high coin flip turns up for Isaiah Cox, and he takes the down position to start the second period. He doesn't defer. He just says, I'll take down.
I like that, too. You know, 4-1. if Duncan Lee takes down, all of a sudden he gets an escape, 4-2, he gets taken down, now it's tied up 4-4. Isaiah can get an escape, 5-1, extend that lead a little bit, and it changes things going into that third period. And he does get the escape, they're back on their feet, quickly gets the escape with about 3 seconds off the clock. Back in on that, on those ties. He likes to work that the left side of your body. You've seen both takedowns have came to that left leg. And I bet we'll continue to see him work that right arm.
What happened there?
Actually, it's the right side.
What happened there? They stopped that action. Was that a soft call?
It was his headgear. Duncan Lee's headgear came unsnapped. So a little throw by a 10. There it comes. It comes by again.
Might need to get a welder out and weld that thing shut. Duncan Lee having trouble with his headgear here.
If that continues, they're going to have to change his headgear out or tape it.
Well, they're back to action now with a minute 30 to go. Duncan Lee in on a single leg. He's in there deep on it. A whizzer being applied by Isaiah Cox. Cox with a four-point lead.
Cox got that bottom knee. He's going to try to dump him here. He can dump him right to his back if he can get it.
His head's too close to his knee right now. Duncan Lee in on that single leg. A whizzer being applied by Cox. Cox trying to dump. And get separation.
Cox did a nice job keeping that leg in between Duncan Lee's legs and wrapping around that opposite knee. Now Cox back in on a shot. He's got it. He's got it pulled up and dumps him. Gets a two-point takedown.
Single to a double takedown for Isaiah Cox. His third takedown of the match here in the second period. It's 7-1 with 50 seconds remaining at 182 pounds in the second period. Fifth place points going to be awarded to the winner of this match here in Class 3A. They're off the mat, out of bounds now. Isaiah Cox just doing a good workmanlike job. Kind of a grinding it out match, but he's bringing the pressure to Duncan Lee from Newton.
Yeah, he's looked good on his feet here. Finished his takedowns nicely.
...195 pounders, 220 pounders out here on the mats. There won't be a break, folks, between the 3A medal matches and the 2A medal matches. Got a couple of Albia Blue Demons going to be coming at you. One going for third, one going for fifth.
Isaiah cuts Lee, lets him go. He's had a lot of success on his feet here. 30 seconds left. Be nice to see Isaiah get another takedown here to extend his lead 9-1.
7-2 right now. After that escape, 7-2 the score. Isaiah Cox on top for the Ottumwa Bulldogs.
Back in on that leg.
Really good angle there to take that shot, and he just dumps him right to his stomach and gets the two-point takedown with 9 seconds left in the period.
A nice takedown. I mean, he gets in so deep, and he's so strong, he pulls that thing in, and Lee had nothing to do but go to his butt and then give up the takedown.
Well, we'll see what Lee's got in his tank as we start the third period. Lee will take the down position. He'll be covered by Isaiah Cox.
Be nice here. I see Isaiah get a major decision. Just get at least the one bonus point for the Bulldogs. Try to bump them up in the team standings a little bit.
Stand up by Lee. Hand control and the escape. 9-3, your score.
If Isaiah
now
just lets him go, doesn't want to give up the stall warning.
Wrestlers are on their feet now. A 6-point advantage for Isaiah Cox. Take down here, and he could get that extra point on the major decision. Battles in now. In a collar tie. Gets in on an ankle pick. Good sprawl by Lee. Lee's backed out. Now Lee in on a shot of his own. Sprawl by Cox. And we're back to the center of the mat with 1:26 to go.
Isaiah's got to come back and get a takedown here. Get that 8-point advantage. Lee's really done nothing as far as trying to take Isaiah down. Got in on that one shot, and Isaiah did a nice job responding to it. But there he is, trying to get a
front headlock there.
Yeah. Isaiah's got to keep wrestling here. Come and get a whizzer.
He's going to try to get that whizzer in there on the left side. He's got the right leg through.
He's through his legs. He's got to try to get that leg out and bring it up if he's going to try to take Isaiah down.
There's a two-point takedown, and he got it.
Right on the edge of the mat, covered up both feet, kept his feet in.
9-5 with 52 seconds to go. Isaiah Cox gives up the takedown. We'll go back to the center of the mat. Cox gets down. He gets set. Duncan Lee going to try to turn him, or is he going to cut him? We'll see here in a second. Cox is set.
I'd say your odds are going to be better to try to cut him.
Lee covers. Isaiah Cox with the stand-up. Lee does cut him with 44 seconds to go. Now on their feet with a five-point advantage. Isaiah Cox trying to ward off a shot there by Duncan Lee. And
yeah, I know there's 30 seconds left here. I'd still like to see Isaiah get a takedown. Don't be back, and you keep pressing forward. Keep the pressure on Duncan Lee here.
I think he knows that he's got four stall calls to give before this thing's an issue.
Duncan tried a headlock there, and Isaiah did a nice job dropping to a leg. Nothing transpired out of it, but that's basically what Duncan Lee's going to try to do is throw here. 8 seconds remain. Isaiah's up 10-5.
There's a
takedown.
Tries
to throw. Isaiah gets the takedown. 2-1.
7-point win.
And Isaiah Cox, fifth-place finisher at 182 pounds, Class 3A, over Duncan Lee of Newton. Nice job, Isaiah.
I believe that is the we'll have Keegan Poole from Pella. We'll bring you that 285-pound match when it comes up. Gives us a chance to go through our list of great sponsors. Starting out with Homestead Assisted Living of Albia, Monroe County Hospital, Bob Sennett at Sennett Funeral Home, and SNS Construction and TNT Spray Foam.
Golf and Nash, Napa Store, Albia, GP Insurance, Boyle and Henderson PC, Sheraton Valley Electric Co-op, and Double D Repair.
Jane Sennett at Jane's Painting, along with Sinclair Tractor, TD&T CPA, First Iowa State Bank, and Lathrop Construction.
Dewey Motor Company, Tharp Funeral Home, Albia Brewing Company, People State Bank, Bluff Creek Archery, and Quality Ag Services.
Also, Summers Insurance, Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, William Penn University, and Cargill of Eddyville.
Also want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson, Community First Credit Union, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Grace Baptist Church, and Harold Trailer Sales.
Hey,
also,
guys.
There's Jason. You can butt right in, man.
Hey, I apologize. We got to get the little sponsors to make this possible, but Coach Frewy down here for the Bulldogs. Hey, Coach, what a tremendous finish here. And this, he's getting hugs. I want him to get his hugs. This is a raw moment, folks. And, Isaiah Cox, you know, he's such a, you know, his smile's infectious. His attitude is amazing. And he's this really kind and smart kid. And then he walks out on the mat, and it's so businesslike. He's just got these two different worlds he lives in.
Right. He's just he's a great kid, but he's just a – I mean, he's a great wrestler, but he's just a tremendous kid is really what it is. You know, he's a pleasure to be around. I mean, he's done so much for my kids in our youth program, everything. I mean, he's just a very likable kid, and he does everything that – anything we ask him to do, he does.
You know, I know he was a guy that thought he might be wrestling tonight and, you know, just a moment away. But to come back and wrestle so strong like he is and to finish this way, to go out like that, he's going to have this to hold on to the rest of his life.
Right. And, you know, there's not a lot of kids that win their last high school match. So, you know, after he lost that one, we talked about it already. I mean, he was very disappointed. But it's a matter of how you bounce back. And he was able to do that. And he had a good 2 days. Lost a close one this morning. We probably weren't quite as aggressive as he should have been, but, you know, he bounced back again, and what do we win, 12-5 there or something like that, so doing a little more on his feet like he's capable of.
Big year for Ottumwa Bulldog Wrestling, Coach. Just a historic year, seven guys qualify, and you got a place winner.
Okay, thank you.
Coach Frewer down here, and I'm going to catch up with Isaiah Cox, and Isaiah in this raw moment. Buddy, you got the best smile of anybody in here.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't get first. Or second, you know, or third. I had to come back and get the next best thing, and that's fifth right now. So, you know, I still got a lot of things to improve on. You know, a lot of stuff to do. You know, I want to wrestle. I love wrestling now.
Guys, the guys up in the booth were talking about, Coach Cochran and the guys were talking, you know, what's in store for Isaiah Cox? What is it? And you said wrestling. What's the kind of the plans? And, of course, you got plenty of time to sort it out. But in this moment, what's your mind on?
I know I want to go to college and wrestle. That's what I want to do for my college career, you know, athletics in college. I want to wrestle, so that'll be good for me.
Hey, Jason, got Aiden Reeves underway out here on mat number one.
Hey, Isaiah Cox, congratulations, outstanding wrestler, one of the best smiles in all the business. We're going to get the Aiden Reeves out on the mat here.
A scramble to start this first period here for Aiden Reeves, and he's up there against Shea Buffridge from Pocahontas, and he's got a Good scramble going there, and he comes out on top. A two-point takedown in a scramble for Aiden Reeves at 106 pounds to start it. Third-place points here at 106. Aiden Reeves on top, 2-0.
On mat number two, we got Keegan Poole of Pella as he's trailing Egan Lickus of Indianola. 1-0 score there in the second period.
Hey, we got the text line coming in. The Dahmer family listening from Woodburn, Iowa. Congrats to the Mohawks, and let's go, Breyer.
Right now, we got Aiden Reeves at 106 pounds in his third-place match, out there battling hard. He's up there against Shea Ruffridge, 47-1 on his season. His only loss came here in the semifinals, and he's out there against Aiden Reeves, just a freshman, 36-2. Reeves is in control of this match. He leads 2-0 as they go off the mat. We'll restart it at the center with 28 seconds to go. Stand up by Buffington, and he gets loose. 2-1 the score now. That's Shea Ruffridge. So Ruffridge versus Reeves. Pocahontas versus Albia. Shot in there by Ruffridge. Sprawl back by Reeves. Now Reeves with a snap down and a shuck by. They go off the mat out of bounds with 10 seconds to go. Pocahontas, the hometown of Charles Morton, the namesake of the Mac Athletic Center. Morton Athletic Center, the Mac. Right now a spin by Reeves, and we're out of time in the first period. 106, 2-1.
And Lickus now has a 3-0 lead over Poole of Pella. 50 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Those are fifth place points going to be awarded on that mat.
Hey, we got more text coming in. It says, good luck and congrats to all local wrestlers. Great job, announcers. Love listening to you. Joe, Jason, Kevin, and Travis from Junior Jones, Lexi, Tyler, and Nate.
And it's going to be an escape for Ruffridge. And a nice snap down, a shuck by Reeves. And Reeves gets his second takedown, and he takes a two-point lead now, 4-2. Two takedowns for Reeves, two escapes for Ruffridge. Now Reeves works from the top, tries to bar the arm on the right-hand side. Gets hand control underneath, breaks down on the shoulders, but the hips are still up for Ruffridge from Pocahontas. Now Ruffridge gets to his feet, tries to work hand control. Reeves has to cut him, and it's 4-3 now. Three escapes for Ruffridge here in this match is his points. A pair of takedowns for Aiden Reeves. 1 minute remains here in the second period. Third place points for the winner of this one, folks. Live high school wrestling from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7.
Yeah, Gabe Rupke coming out here to take the mat on mat number four.
Hey, we know Glenn Woods listening in. Glenn, we're going to try to recap all the place winners for you here as you're on the road. Thanks for listening in, and we'll do that as soon as we catch a break in the action.
Right now, it's Aiden Reeves with another snap down. He shucks by and gets a two-point takedown, his third of the match here at 106 pounds. He is really doing a good job with that snap down. He just snaps the head down and then shucks the arm by and gets around behind and gets control. Never does work on the legs, but gets behind and gets on the hips and got that takedown. All three of them have been on a similar fashion out of a scramble.
Minute 20 to go here in the third period. Keegan Poole still trails 3-1 to Egan Lickus of Indianola.
A stand-up attempt by Ruffridge at 106 pounds. He's taken back to the mat by Reeves. Reeves going to try to ride him out for the final 15 seconds. Ruffridge wanting to get up. His head's on the mat, though, and he's being ridden hard by Aiden Reeves. Now a stand-up with 3 seconds to go, and Reeves hips him off the mat with 1 second to go. And a great bunch of action there. Ruffridge really bringing it, but Reeves has the answers.
We have Gabe Rupke on mat number four, class 2A, 120 pounds, wrestling for seventh place. He's taking on Dante Tashia of Iowa Falls, a junior. We're 0-0 score, 30 seconds through the first period.
We'll stay with that match with Coach Kevin Cochran. I'll bring you Aiden Reeves. And we got Travis on the class 3A, 285-pounders with Lickus and Poole. Final second expires, and it'll be going to the third period, 6-3 the advantage for Aiden Reeves. He takes it down, and he's immediately cut by Shea Ruffridge from Pocahontas at 106 pounds for third-place points. It'll be Aiden Reeves with a four-point advantage now, 7-3 with that escape.
And Poole's going to get an escape here. He's going to trail now 2-3 to Lickus of Indianola with 25 seconds left to go here in the third period.
Rupke still on his feet here. 30 seconds remain. A lot of action here, but nobody's been in on a decent shot. A lot of hand fighting, a lot of attempts going on, but still a 0-0 tie.
Third place match here at 106 pounds. Another shuck by for Aiden Reeves. He scores his fourth takedown and gets those points, advances his lead to a six-point advantage, 9-3 for Aiden Reeves at 106 pounds.
Poole's going to run out of time here, and he's going to go down by a 2-3 decision to Egan Lickus of Indianola. Egan Lickus will be fifth place points for Indianola.
Rupke was in on a shot there just as time expired. Didn't get the takedown. So we're going to go into the second period, a scoreless tie. And it looks like it's going to be Iowa Falls defers his choice, which me and Joe State, we don't like that. But Rupke gets the advantage. He's going to go down at the start of the second period.
At 106 pounds, the third place match has Aiden Reeves on top, both on the score and on the mat. He's covering his Pocahontas opponent, Shea Ruffridge, with a 9-3 advantage. It's 9-3 for Reeves from Albia over Ruffridge from Pocahontas.
Rupke gets the escape. Back on the feet. Rupke leads 1-0. Second period.
A stand-up attempt by Ruffridge, and Reeves takes him back down to the mat. And on the mat, slams him down, and he's on his back. And we have got a three-point near fall at the end of the period. A 12-3 advantage now in the second period for... Or actually, that's the match. That's the match. It'll be a 12-3 major decision for Aiden Reeves. Congratulations, Aiden Reeves. Third place points in your freshman year. Great match there. Aiden Reeves just got that three-point near fall at the very end of the period. And that's an extra bonus point for the Albia Blue Demons. And that's one that they're going to probably need. A 12-3 finish there for Aiden Reeves at 106. Now we got Gabe Rupke down here at 120 pounds. He's got a 1-0 advantage going for the Sheraton Chargers.
Yeah, 1 minute left to go here, Joe, and the wrestlers are on their feet. Rupke's got a double underhook working here, trying to get a trip. And he's got those shoulders kind of wrapped up, and Rupke on a wild shot here. His opponent's going to shuck him by.
Gets the takedown. It's 2-1 now. Rupke trailing with 39 seconds to go in the second period. Gives up that takedown. Dante Tatcha from Iowa Falls Alden riding with a crossbody right now with 26 seconds to go in a potentially dangerous situation on the stand-up by Rupke, and we'll go back to the center of the mat.
Hey, guys, real quickly, got Aiden Reeves down here, 106-pounder, fights his way back, third-place finish here at State. Aiden, congratulations. Tremendous job to go out here and finish strong.
Yeah, you know, after last night, I knew there's only one way to respond from that, and that was a comeback to get third, so... I felt a lot better today, but it still hurts from last night. It's going to take a while to get over that.
Bonus points for your team as well.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know where we're at in the team race right now, but hopefully that puts us back up there. And, you know, like I said, these matches aren't really as much for me as they are for the team right now. I'm just battling for these other guys.
Outstanding 106-pounder, freshman phenom, Aiden Reeves. Congratulations.
Well, Aiden Reeves would... be glad to know that his points for Albia bumped them up to within 1 point of the hardware, but there are three teams between them and the hardware. They're 1 point out of it, but in third place is Glenwood with 70. Then you got New Hampton with 69.5. Albia with 69. So
tight race, and we still got Blake Lawless coming up.
And we got a 3-1 advantage now on an escape here at 120 pounds. Gabe Rupke out here battling for the Sheraton Chargers, trailing 3-1. The wrestlers are on their feet. It's final period, a minute and a half to go here. Hey, Sheraton Chargers. Gabe Rupke's on the mat. He's on his feet. Takedown would tie this thing up. And that would make everybody at the Lucas County Health Center that's listening in happy, happy, happy. Sad place to be when you got to go to the hospital, but the Lucas County Health Center is there for all your medical needs in Sheraton. Gabe Rupke on the mat with a minute 10 to go in the period and the match, trailing by the score 3-1. He hasn't had an answer here in this contest to get his opponent off of his feet. Right now, it'll be a restart at the center of the mat. Exactly 1 minute remaining. Wrestlers on their feet, circling. Snap down there. And what's the name of this opponent for Gabe Rupke, Kevin?
Let me go back to it.
He's from Iowa Falls, Alden. Yeah, Dante Tachia.
Yeah, Tachia.
Didn't know they had a bunch of Italians up there
like
in Iowa Falls.
Like a Chia Pet.
I know they got They got a lot of pigs up there, a lot of feed mills up in Iowa Falls, Alden area, a lot of chickens, a lot of pigs, a lot of corn, a lot of flat, straight roads in Alden. Hey, there's an ankle trip by Gabe Ripke with 25 seconds to go. Gets a little bit out of position, and Dante Tatia gets right back in on it, and Tatia can't quite finish his takedown. Ripke needs to get separation here with 15 seconds to go and get a shot. He does, and with 12 seconds to go, it's going to be desperation time for Gabe Ripke, trailing 3-0 here at 120 pounds. There's a stall call against Tatia. A wild throw try by Ripke. He gets taken down. The final score, 5-1 at 120 pounds. A great year, though, for Gabe Ripke. Great year. Tatia has his hand raised.
Hey, I've got to read this text from the Southern Iowa Technology text line. This might be my favorite one yet. It says, you guys do an awesome job covering the state tournament. I'm glad I advertised with you this year. You do a great job telling the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I want to say congratulations to all the wrestlers who made it and to all the ones who didn't. And once more, we are proud of our grandson, Brock Cavanaugh. Thank you, Thunder Country. And that's from Kathy Cavanaugh with Sundance Realty. And without her sponsorship and everybody else's sponsorship, we couldn't bring this to you.
Well, if I had a house or a farm to sell in Knoxville, I know who I'd call, and that'd be Kathy Cavanaugh at Sundance Realty in Knoxville. And what a great job that Brock had all year long. So I think we're going to have some Prairie City wrestlers out here coming up on mat number four, if I'm not mistaken. Is that Prairie City? Get my dashboard up here. Be able to call it for you.
Yeah, mat number four, we've got Lucas Rowland, 42 and four freshmen, taking on Kirk Momsen.
And those are fifth place points?
Seventh
place points, all right. Lucas Rowland out there. We've got the Davenport Assumption wrestler in on a double leg. Good job on the sprawl there by Assumption. Prairie City Mustang gets his head to the outside now, uses it for a lever, and dumps Assumption over on his side. Assumption hanging onto that leg, trying to get a stalemate out of this thing. But there's the two-point takedown, four. They gave that I don't know who they gave that takedown to because I didn't see it. We'll see when they come back to the center of the mat after they go off. They're going to give that takedown to Lucas Rowland. Lucas Rowland with the takedown over Assumption. He covers from the left side. Chops the left elbow, breaks him down on the shoulders. Hips are up, though, for Assumption. This is a 138-pound, seventh-place match. Lucas Rowland from Prairie City Monroe with a 2-0 lead, trying to lock up a cradle on his Assumption of Davenport opponent. There's hand control now by Rowland. He's got the leg in on the left side now, working across the body of Assumption. seventh-place points match.
Should be having Blake Lawless come out here pretty soon. Kind of watching here to see where his match is at.
Kirk Momsen from Davenport unable to score against Lucas Rowland as they go off the mat. So it's going to be a good ride here for Lucas Rowland if he can get it. Final 15 seconds. Kirk Momsen from Davenport Assumption tries to stand up. Good job there. Dropping down to the legs by Lucas Rowland, and he will ride out Kirk Momsen in this period. Yeah, we should have Blake Lawless out here pretty quickly. That's going to be a fun match to bring you.
Yeah.
And Coach Cochran, you're going to update Glenn Wood on the results thus far, or are you ready for that?
Almost. Give me another minute here. I think I've about got them. I could probably give you a rundown here quick. Class 1A, place winners for our Southern Iowa wrestlers. 113 pounds from Eddyville-Blakesburg. Adam Proctor places 8th. 126 pounds from Moravia. Nick Martin gets the sixth place finish. 145 pounds from Pleasantville. Griffin McBride places seventh. Also from Pleasantville at 152, Sawyer Phillips places fourth. 160 pounds, T.J. Dierking. Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas places in eighth. From Sigourney Keota, Caleb Reeves, 182 pounds, places seventh. And wrapping up the 1A state place winners is Quentin Castile of Moravia, finishing in eighth place at 220 pounds. In the Class 3A, we got Kobe Pritchard of Indianola, fifth place, 106 pounds, 113 pounds. Lance Runyon of Indianola, fifth place, 132 pounds of Indianola. Joe Howard in sixth place, 132 pounds from our Oskaloosa Indians. Drew Sams in seventh place by medical forfeit at 182 pounds from Ottumwa. Isaiah Cox, fifth place. And that, I believe, was 285.
Lickus got seventh.
Egan Lickless from Indianola got fifth. And Keegan Poole of Pella got sixth.
Got Blake Lawless out here taking the mat on mat number one.
All right.
He's going to be taking on, don't have that updated yet there. Nick Johnson from Davenport Assumption.
Johnson, 40 and 13 on his senior campaign. He's out there against a real tough Melrose man. That's Blake Lawless.
This is going to be a fifth place match brought to you by People's State Bank.
Lawless tries that signature shuck by. Looked like Johnson was ready for that one.
It looks like Lucas Rowland of PCM leads Kirk Momsen of Davenport Assumption by a score of 2-0 in the second period.
Momsen's going to get the takedown, though, and it's going to be tied up going into the third, 2-2. Momsen got that takedown right on the end. Off the edge of the mat over here at 152, Blake Lawless.
No score here. 30 seconds gone in the first period at 152, fifth place points. Blake Lawless out there competing for the Albia Blue Demons. Tries that shuck by. Good single leg shot in there by Assumptions. Johnson and Lawless in a scramble. Rolls through, gets underneath, and grabs the leg. Johnson is on top of Lawless. Lawless has got to hold the leg, hoping for a stalemate, and there it is. That was a really good job on a roll there by Blake Lawless. Johnson got in deep on a single leg, and Lawless hit a hard Granby roll, rolled out underneath through the legs of Johnson, grabbed a leg, and got the stalemate.
Rowland starts the third period here in the down position. His opponent, Momsen's covering him, but Rowland here on a roll through. Momsen gets no back points awarded there.
At 152, the wrestlers are still on their feet. 1 minute, 49 seconds into this match. 48 seconds left in this first period. At 152, Blake Lawless on his feet against Johnson from Davenport Assumption. Johnson down on his knees. Lawless also goes down, gets as low as Johnson. Wrestlers are back on their feet now with 35 seconds left in the first period. And we've got an official's timeout and looks like a headgear issue for Johnson. They fix that, and Lawless comes in quickly, tries to work a single leg, backs Johnson up to the outside circle. Johnson out, reshoots, gets in on a single leg. He's in there deep. Lawless rolls through, tries to come out the back door. Lawless trying to come out the back door. He's got the ankle, and we should see another stalemate situation here at 152. Now Lawless is getting loose. If Lawless can clear his foot, he's going to be able to get a two-point takedown with 12 seconds to go. Johnson from Davenport Assumption is just hanging on to the ankle of Blake Lawless. Lawless has come out the back door, but it's a stalemate with 3 seconds to go.
Yeah, Johnson. 15 seconds left to go here in the third period, and Lucas Rowland still tied up 2-2 with his Assumption Davenport opponent, Momsen. And we're going to wind down through the end of it here, and we're going to go to a sudden victory.
No score here at 152 going to the second period. Blake gets his choice, and he takes down. I like that, Kevin Cochran. He
absolutely
got the choice, and he didn't waste any time. He goes, I'm going to get the first point of this match. He gets set. He's got a bandaged left knee and a bandaged head. You might have seen it on social media, the nine stitches. And there's a whistle caution on Blake.
Yeah, that one's going to be called on Blake.
Just jump the whistle a little bit.
Here we are, and Rowland gets a two-point takedown here in sudden victory overtime and gets the win. That'll be seventh place points for Prairie City Monroe's Lucas Rowland.
Sudden victory there. We're 4 seconds into the second period here, and Blake Lawless gets reset. in the bottom position. He's covered by Johnson from Davenport Assumption. The Davenport Assumption coaches migrate their way over there off the mat that Lucas Rowland just vacated for them. And here's a cross-body ride being put in by Johnson. Blake Laws trying to get hand control. Laws trying to come out the back door. A tilt here for Johnson could yield back points, but it's not quite past parallel. Laws, if he could roll through, I think might be able to put Johnson in some peril. But it's Johnson with the crossbody ride in on the right side, trying to work a tilt. Official right there in front of it that we can't see exactly what's going on. He couldn't pick a worse place to stand, could he, Kevin?
No.
They're not, and he's in no hurry to move.
They're never in the right position.
There's back points being awarded by Johnson. I can't really see what's going on, but it's some type of a tilt. Some type of tilt being worked down there, and there's a pin. I couldn't see it, folks, but it was a tilt or something. You could see it down there, Jason Summers, but Blake Lawless got pinned 3 minutes and 1 second into his 152-pound match. He gets sixth place points here in his senior year. Don't know what happened there, folks. It was blocked by spectators and officials, but
he took that. Blake was holding on to that back leg, trying not to give up the back points, and grabbing onto that back leg, he actually pulled his opponent into a place where he could be stacked up, and those shoulders were exposed just for a moment, and that's what led to the pin.
Well, a tough loss for Blake Laws, but a good year and a great career for Blake Laws. Congratulations to grandparents John and Mary Kay and parents John and Joe Beth. Got a lot to be proud of there with their wrestler, Blake.
Guys, I really can't stress enough how beat up Blake looks. And talking to the coaches, you know, he's been really hurt. And he's a tough, tough kid, as you mentioned, Joe. And he went out there. A lot of guys wouldn't have finished last night in that contest he won, let alone come out here today, looking the way that Blake Lawless looks. But what a senior year. What a competitor he is. And kudos to him and his family. He's a great athlete, a great example for all the kids to follow.
That is for sure. Hey, we got a great bunch of sponsors here for Southern Iowa Wrestling, including Lathrop Construction. If you need rock for your driveway this spring, I mean, the frost is coming out. It's out. Need something done with your septic tank? Call Lathrop's. Give Dean, Natalie, or Michael a call at 777-3774. Also, you want to get a hold of Jane Sinnott at Jane's Painting for all your painting needs this spring, including commercial, residential, indoor, or outdoor. That's Jane Sinnott. Her number is 777-2072.
I also want to thank Community First Credit Union. Their mobile app allows you to deposit your checks electronically with your iPhone or Android device that has a camera. Talk to them today about this free service.
All right, we're working our way through these middleweights here at Class 2A. And I think we're going to have Brady Kiner out here. He'd be 1A. Who's that? That's that Osage wrestler over there on mat number one.
Got Trey Van Wielden of Washington over here in a close match against Cade Kelso of Central Decatur. Van Wielden's out in front 2-0. And that match is going to come to an end, and Van Wielden's going to get seventh place points for Washington.
All right. Well, we got a little break in the action right now, folks. Scotty's back on the board, the big board at the broadcast studio high above the square in Albia at the KIIC World Headquarters. Joe Millage installed there. And we're going to send it back to him, get you guys caught up on all the good stuff in Albia. And we'll be back here at Wells Fargo Arena for more medal matches in Class 2A when we come back.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be.
Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Where'd I put my keys?
Did I feed the dog?
I forgot to call him back.
Every day you forget something. But when it comes to electricity, you can't afford to forget safety. Because what you don't remember might shock you. Hundreds of lives are tragically lost every year in accidents involving electricity. Don't become a statistic. Stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hey bird watchers, Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50 pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
This is Live Wrestling.
Up on the mats, high fidelity. As we wind down these placement contest here in this large round, That is Championship Saturday, and we're setting things up for a big night. All of you listening back throughout Southern Iowa on the web at CassidyRadio.com. We will be back here tonight to bring you all of the finals, and we'll be joined in with our friends from the Jock. 1490 is going to join us tonight, and we'll simulcast this this contest. We want to thank all of you for making us a part of the broadcast. But guys, you know, the individuals are being medaled out here. We got a long list of Southern Iowa wrestlers who have found their way to the podium, but we still have some hardware that we're fighting for to take home to the respective schools.
Blue Demons are 1 point away from third place, which is a trophy. I don't think that second place is clear out of the question, but we're going to have everybody from Clarion lose, and we're going to have two state champions to get there. But that would be a stretch, but we could possibly get as high as second. But that third-place trophy would be quite a deal to bring home. Albia right now in fifth place, but just 1 point out of third.
I'll tell you, the coaches down in the, you know, I had a chance to go down, and it really was a great moment. Just to sit in the wrestling room with the wrestlers. Guys, I'll tell you what, I've been in some pretty neat places, but that was it was like going. I was at the Vatican, and in presence of the Pope. It was that kind of setting where it was quiet, and you felt as if you were in a special place.
Well, they do it down there. That's where they get ready to take the mat and make things happen. So team scores, Class 2A, you got Creston on top with 81.5, followed by Clarion with 73.5, Glenwood in third with 70, 69.5, fourth is New Hampton, and Albia right there at 69, just a point out of third in fifth place.
Coach, what has to happen here? Because, you know, when I was down there, Coach Winger, in a very quiet way, was explaining to me how important it was to all their guys. And you heard Aiden Reeves in his interview. He was thinking about his teammates and getting that win. How does it have to happen for Albie to get at least a third place finish to get the big old trophy that goes in the trophy case?
Well, here's how important it really is. That major decision by Aiden Reeves there for third place may determine it. It's going to be that close. And like I said, there's four or five teams right in here. And as I look, Minneapolis just lost, so I don't think anything's going to change from what we see right now. There's still some matches going on. Glenwood, who sits in third place with 70, has one guy in the finals. And they can, and we're only 1 point behind them. New Hampton has one guy in the finals, and we're a half a point behind them at this point. So as long as Leshen and Isley takes care of business here later tonight,
we got third locked up.
I think
with two wins,
there's still some matches going on, so I don't know if New Hampton or Glenwood has anybody left wrestling, and they may have, which would bring them up 2 to 4 points possible.
I'm looking on
the
map.
We can cover this later tonight before we get started. But right now, as it looks, let's see, they get 4 points for just the regular decision tonight, so that'd put them to 74.5. And if, say, Glenwood wins their final, that puts them to 74. I mean, that's how tight of a race it is. And if we can get bonus points out of Isley, or, you know, which he's got a shot to.
What's the bonus points in terms of points? I know it's the same.
A fall is worth two.
Okay, so there's two extra points there. That could be.
A tech fall is worth 1.5. A major decision is worth 1.
So there's a possible 4 additional points to those wins.
Yes.
For both wrestlers.
But on the flip side, you know, say the Glenwood kid gets bonus points and Albia doesn't. There's a lot of things that can happen. That's what makes this thing fun, is bringing it right down to the wire. I know if you're an Albia fan, you'd like to be about 30 points ahead and seal the deal. I understand that. But from a fan perspective and a coaching perspective, it's neat to see a lot of these come down to the wire. 1A is still up for grabs. I think 3A, Southeast Polk's kind of starting to run away with it a little bit. But, no, this is interesting. If we could find any way for the Albia Blue Demons to host up a trophy. And I talked to Nick Pickrell last night. I said, hey, I want you to tell me when you get done if it's going to be sweeter hosting that trophy up as a coach, okay, versus a wrestler. Because when he wrestled for me, we got second place, and he just immediately, before I said anything, he said, a coach.
Yeah.
He said, it didn't mean that much to me as a kid, you know. And I don't think they understand the importance. I mean, they're going to be happy and they're going to be thrilled. But from the coach, you understand how much hard work you put in. You understand how hard the kids work. And it's not just one kid doing it. It's all of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, too, about you talk about the emotions of the coach. Talking to Nick down there with Coach Winger, you know, back with the guys, just being hanging out with the guys, not the broadcaster, not the media guy, just one of the guys. And he talked about, you know, today and last night, he said, you know, you're at the high of the highs as a coach, and at the same moment, the lows of the lows. You got a Carter Isley and Bryce Leshen on the championship, and you got an Aiden Reeves and a Blake Lawless who lost. He said, you know, even the guys who are going to wrestle tonight, we're still feeling the lows of their teammates. He said, you know, you just you can't explain it. He said, Jason, it's the high of the highs and the lows of the lows all at the same time.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go from that top and you go down 200 mile an hour and you're at the bottom. But, you know, as I talked to Nick, I asked him last night, I said, are you happy? No. Yeah. You know, he's not. He wanted four state champions, which that's the mentality. But then on the flip side, you know, he said, I'm happy for everybody. And this is more of a family thing. He said, I'm just really glad my nephew's in the finals.
Yep. And it's okay to be a dad for Jamie tonight. It's going to be okay for Nick to be an uncle tonight. It's okay. Guys, it's really okay hanging out with you. I'm going to tell you, Nick, or Travis, I'm going to go like Nick is beating my behind. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. That is a fun job down there. You have got the bird's eye view, and I'm going to tell our listeners, it's not so easy chasing these wrestlers and coaches around, and then in those moments to get the right questions out.
Well, you know, I was just talking with Joe Millage here, and we was talking about how Joe and I have done a great job over the last 3 days, been down on the mat side, broadcasting, getting interviews, getting pictures. You go down for 30 minutes and get us kicked out.
I worked my tail off too, buddy.
No, it is. It's a great spot to be down there. And it's fun to be right down there next to the action. And you got to witness it firsthand here this morning how much raw emotion comes off of those matches. And it's really fun to see that. And you just feel like you're in the moment with these kids and these coaches. And it really makes for a special time.
Well, it makes it special for us to bring this to you. And I want to send a shout-out to you guys are awesome to listen to. Sigourney High Athletic Director Lee Crawford. Thanks for covering our wrestlers. Well, thank you, Sigourney, Kyoto. Thank you for bringing us into your houses, into your businesses, into your schools. Joe Sinclair, buddy, and you're going to have to go get rested up because
it's go time. We got a big night. But we'll wrap it up for you, tell you who the place winners are before we go to tonight's finals. In Class 1A, we had 113-pounder Adam Proctor in 8th, Nick Martin, Moravia, 6th, Griffin McBride of Pleasantville, 7th, Sawyer Phillips of Pleasantville, 4th, T.J. Dirking, Southeast Warren, Warhawks, 8th, Caleb Reeves, Sigourney Kyoto, 7th, and Quentin Castile, 8th place points for Moravia at 220. Class 2A, get Travis.
Yeah, Class 2A, we've got 106-pound Aiden Reeves taking home 3rd place points. 106, we've got Wyatt Dale taking home 8th place points. And at 120, we've got Gabe Rupke of Sheraton taking home 8th place points. At 138 pounds, Class 2A, Lucas Rowland of Prairie City Monroe taking home the 7th place points. And at 152, Albia, Blake Lawless taking home 6th. And from Central Decatur, we've got Cade Kelso taking home 8th place points. And also at 152 pounds, we had Trey Van Wielden from Washington taking home 7th place points.
And that was the 2A wrap-up?
That was the 2A place winners.
And 3A, did we get them in? Kobe Pritchard from Indianola, 5th. Lance Runyon, Indianola, 5th. Joe Howard, Indianola, 6th. And Drew Sam, 7th place for Oskaloosa.
Yeah, and Isaiah Cox, 5th place for the Atumwa Bulldogs.
I'll tell you, get down the tunnel there with Isaiah Cox. And, you know, all he was doing is pointing up. And, you know, he was saying a prayer and giving, you know, everybody thanks. And then locked into his coach. And I wouldn't want to be his coach right there other than the field of love that he was given. But he had a bear hug on that... you couldn't mistake him for the love and care he had for his coach. And the fact a young man like that showing all the appreciation and giving thanks and credit to everybody for what he just had accomplished.
You know, he's one of those kids. when I was even at districts and he won the district championship and he's getting ready to come, I let him do his thing with his coaches and I see him, I put my hand out to shake him and he puts both arms out and gives me a hug. That's the kind of guy he is.
I got a hug. That was pretty cool.
He didn't squeeze you too hard, did
he? He knew he was dealing with something fragile. I got to tell you, I was a little worried down there when the security rounded me up, thinking that I was broadcasting from the mat. I thought, the one time in my life I'm going to look cute is going to be when I'm put in jail. So I was a little nervous. Joe Sinclair, Travis Zappital, Kevin Cochran, and we are going to be back here at Wells Fargo Arena. Jason Summers and the crew. Jay Mills is going to join us as well. When we come back tonight, we'll get on the air a little before things get started here. We're going to have interviews, the cheerleaders, the national anthem, and all of the march. When we come back tonight, your exclusive coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, the finals. And you've all heard it right here on your Sports Leader KIC. From Wells Fargo Arena, so long for now. We'll see you back this evening for the finals.
Ducky, where?